You're listening to the AFM News Hour on Asheville FM. I'm news team correspondent KP Whaley, and today I'm joined in studio by two queer artists, Liz Williams and Al Murray, based here in Asheville, that are doing a residency with the Southern Equality Studios, work that is being done by the Campaign for Southern Equality around queer art and artists. On August 23rd, they'll be hosting an opening reception for their exhibition of their collaborative multimedia project called Uprooted. The exhibition will be on display at Revolve in Asheville from August 23rd until September 3rd. But the opening reception is Friday, August 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at Revolve. Al, why don't you first explain to us how the Southern Equality Studios kind of got started and what the importance of queer art and queer artists is in this town.
Sure. So the Campaign for Southern Equality always opens up the space for folks on staff and who work with us to present ideas for special projects. And a couple years back, one of our staff people proposed a Southern Equality Studios that would highlight artists across the South. And the intention there was to both recognize and utilize the fact that artists have always been a catalyst and force for change in all kinds of social movements across the South, across the country, especially in the South where visibility and understanding the humanity of LGBTQ folks is of the utmost importance. The idea that we could utilize artists and art to advance our efforts for LGBTQ lived and legal equality in the South was really compelling. So last year, we started with a couple of pop-up shows, sort of miniature artist residencies, and then this year, that has expanded. So we're still really focused on the concept that artists are and can be a force for change, uniquely and beautifully and creatively. And so we've decided to pull in the work of multiple artists in addition to some artists in residence.
Cool. And so you started the program 2018 in the summer, beginning of summer.
Uh-huh.
And what kind of things did you do then, and what are you doing this year?
So last year, and what I mean by a pop-up residency was it was sort of an isolated event that happened at a very specific time, and a handful of artists were invited to share work that they were working on or that they would like to work more on, and the Center for Craft at that stage offered up the space for us to do that on a series of days and times. So there were about, I think, 8-hour residencies. And then that was then shared with the public through an end-of-year meet-and-greet sort of event.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, we found that, you know, it's still true that LGBTQ artists in the South are largely invisible on a larger stage, on a world stage. And even in organizing this, we found that we didn't know each other very well. And so this year, that's why we wanted to expand it to a full summer. Liz and I, as artists in residence, have been working since May, actually, to organize this, and then officially started in the studio at the beginning of the summer with the hope that we could have a community event, which was our panel event, and then to have an exhibition, which is the upcoming Uprooted on August 23rd.
Great. Thank you for that. And Liz, tell us a little bit about your you use photography mostly in your work, so can you talk a little bit about what the residency has meant for you and what kind of things you've been working on?
Oh, sure. So I've been really excited to get out of the isolation of mostly photographing my cats or myself or using Photoshop just to create entirely new worlds. And I've been branching out and stepping out of my introverted zone and meeting other queer artists in the area, which is so important because I don't want us to disappear and to be silenced. So it was really empowering to meet other people who are queer artists, especially other Black and brown people who are artists. And what I would do is I would just meet up in their safe spaces, and that could be in their house, in their studio, outside in nature, and I would produce this portrait where they look as though they are levitating in that space, because I want people to feel empowered wherever they feel safest, especially if they're a creator who is also queer. So through photography, a little Photoshop, a little magic, and how welcoming these new friends and artists are, I was able to create these portraits.
Awesome. And are you from Asheville, or are you from another location?
I've been here since 2010, and I moved from Athens, Georgia.
Right. What's the importance of, I mean, you talk about it in your own work, but for you in meeting other queer artists, how does this exhibition, how does this work empower each of you all?
I think through meeting these artists before I did the portraits, I would kind of interview them to get to know them a little bit better, and they were able to articulate their inner thoughts outwards. For instance, I was asking them about what they would consider their southern roots, or wherever they grew up, what their roots were, as well as what they think their queer roots are and their artist roots. And it was cool to see people start to actually formulate how to express that vocally and verbally. And it was cool to see commonalities between us. And through this, it's been great because I've been meeting up with them outside of the studio work, and I've been building stronger bonds with people that I didn't know before July and June. So I think that there's strength in numbers, and I'm glad to be adding strength to the queer artist numbers.
Mm-hmm. Is being Southern queer especially challenging for an artist, or even just a queer person in general?
Yeah, I think it's one of those statistics that we throw around a lot, and that's that about a third of the LGBTQ folks in the country live in the South, and we also face some of the greatest disparities in access to healthcare and access to housing, and facing some of those extreme forms of discrimination, whether it's just cultural or it's actually legal. And so that very real experience means that living creatively in the South is not just the stuff that artists do. It's what all queer people in the South have to do.
Mm-hmm. Is that theme sort of carried forward in Uprooted?
I'd say absolutely.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Uprooted is going to kind of look like for someone who's interested maybe in checking out the art that's going to be presented?
Sure. Well, I'll say also, you know, in addition to these disparities and the discrimination, we also live with a fervor and a beauty, right, as queer Southerners, that seeks to rectify those tensions all the time. And that's what Uprooted is about, as much as the larger project of SES, the Southern Equality Studios. And so what we see, you know, Liz's portraits are about lifting folks up and amplifying voices in these spaces that also recognize that we may not always love our roots. We may not always have like warm, happy feelings about them. They may be spaces that we are growing in spite of. And so the sculptures that I've been putting together are very reflective of my own roots and how I use the materials from my childhood and the relationships in my childhood to inform the really positive experiences I have now. And I incorporate some of the things that Liz has talked to about with artists about their roots. I incorporate those objects so that we can be in a space that's collective and liberating together and still reflective of where we've come from.
Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to say with the photo series that I definitely want to break through these tropes that if you're an artist, you might be struggling and starving, and if you're queer, you're just constantly oppressed and that's all that you think about. That's why I want to break through that stereotype visually by having people lifted up despite or because of their roots growing up. So hopefully when people come to the show, they'll see a celebration as well as reverence through different means, be it the photo series or the cool kinetic sculptures that Al has made.
Cool. And why don't we talk about
the specific. So the uprooted the event is you're having an event, and then the display is up for quite a while.
So we had a panel discussion with a group of artists that is also inspiring continued convenings monthly at Revolve, and we'll be talking more about that in the future and as that solidifies. But what is next is the August 23rd show that will feature the works that Liz and I have put together, in addition to work from the artists that we've talked with. With that show, we'll be doing a little explanation like we're doing here, a little more in-depth on what the work actually looks like, why it looks the way it looks. And that will run until September 23rd. And we're also opening up the September 3rd, August 23rd to September 3rd. The opening is from 7 to 9 at Revolve. And we're offering the opportunity for people to reach out to us and ask for private showings of that, so we can walk people through and explain what's going on if they can't make it to the opening.
Is there anything else you want to mention before we let you go?
Nothing that comes to mind, but I would just love to see new and excited faces at the show. And after the show, I'd love to do private tours of the pieces to get to know people a little bit more as they're viewing our work.
Great. All right.
Same.
Well, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, KP.